I'm sure she's missing the snow right now.
I'm sure she's terribly disappointed. Yes, she's missing
you. She's on the Ultimate Fighter show every Wednesday night on Fox Sports 1, 9 o'clock Sioux Falls time. MMA star, Sioux Falls own Shayna Baszler. You're missing the snow here at Sioux Falls, Shayna.
That's what I hear. I'm getting texts and stuff from friends that are telling me the same thing. I wouldn't say that I'm missing it, though.
Hey, the show last night, how about that climbing wall competition between the coaches last night? I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it was actually really, I mean, being there live, of course, is always way more intense. But, Rhonda, I don't know if you guys could tell, when they were climbing, they were pretty neck and neck, and Rhonda had forgot to unclip, like, your line is clipped kind of halfway up almost.
Mm-hmm.
And she had climbed past it and forgot to unclip it, so she actually had to backpedal and then unclip it and got a little bit behind me, so I just turned the afterburners on and ended up winning.
Yeah,
and
she got $5,000, and of course, everyone on her team got $1,500.
Yeah, you got money that they have, why $1,500? I mean, you guys should be getting more than that. I mean, $1,500 to drop in the bucket for Dana White.
Probably true, but, you know, we're not going to complain.
I have watched some of the stuff that's been on Twitter about what Rhonda was doing to Misha on the way down from the climbing wall last night.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Why, you didn't
like it? Well, I mean, the whole season, Rhonda has not hid her distaste for Misha. And she says it on the way down, you know, she flips Misha off and has some choice words for her. And Misha says, well, that's really classy. And she says, hey, at least I'm upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
Misha's opinions on Rhonda aren't too good either. But she's, like I've said the whole time, she's just a lot better about keeping it under wraps when the cameras are on.
You know, when you guys were leaving after that competition, you look back and as I DVR'd it, I went back and I tried to catch it a couple times. What was it that you said on the way out?
Oh, it was a joke. I said, it's a good thing we tapered your training off, because Rhonda trained right alongside us the whole season. But whenever it was someone's turn to fight, you know, that where we knew it was someone's turn to fight, you kind of train a little bit lighter to give your body time to recover. And so when we knew the coach's challenge was coming up, we kept telling her, Rhonda, you better start backing off. We need you to be fresh. We need you to win.
Also last night, on the guy's side, Anthony Gutierrez missed his cut. He missed his weight. It sounds to me, in following this sport, that if you miss your cut, that is almost the worst thing that you can do in this sport.
Yeah, it's really looked down on, especially at this level. I mean, this is the top level of the sport, missing weight is not only is missing weight, like, you can get blacklisted from... he's going to have to work even harder to get a shot again. Dana doesn't look, you saw Dana when Cody missed weight, and then when Anthony missed weight, he was like, seriously? Go. Like, he didn't have any much to say to him. It's kind of like when your parents don't yell at you and they're like, I'm just really disappointed, and then they leave, and it almost feels worse, you know?
How often do fighters weigh themselves? Do they weigh themselves every day, multiple times a day, or don't you worry about it?
In a fight camp, obsessively so. You want to monitor, like, okay, I did an hour of wrestling practice, I lost this much, I ate this much food, so then I get, you know, at different times of the day, you weigh different stuff. So you just want to be on the ball about it, and usually you are. And here's the thing, too, is a couple of things about that. One, we could order whatever food for our, we had to prepare it, but, I mean, there was no excuse, you know. On top of that, as much as they showed Anthony eating crap and stuff like that, he still could have made the weight. And what you guys saw Rhonda in the room with Dana saying, Dana, you're not going to understand this, but I'm going to make weight tomorrow just to prove a point. Rhonda, without having water loaded and done all, there's a lot of preparation that goes into cutting the last 10 pounds or so. You water load, you're eating really clean food so that water can come out of you really easy. And she hadn't done any of that. She was 152 pounds. Cut 10 pounds in the sauna, went and did the coach's challenge, climbed the wall, then went back in the sauna and cut the rest of the weight and made 136 the next day, just to prove to us on her team, just to prove to us it doesn't matter. It's all mental. You can do it. And she did it like a champ. I mean, she was on weight at 136, warming Jessica Rakosi up for her fight that you're going to see next week. Like, you wouldn't even have been able to tell if you did, you guys couldn't tell. She was 10 pounds dehydrated and busted her way up the climbing wall, you know, and didn't even miss a beat. So, you know, as much as you can say Anthony could have ordered this and that to make his cut better, he still should have been able to make weight.
So it seems like it almost comes down to discipline and the determination, because as that show was unfolding, maybe it's inaccurate, but it seemed like I got the impression, Shayna, that Anthony, he was undisciplined up until the very end and then wanted to go to these extreme measures to try and cut weight at the very last minute. I mean, what
you don't want to do that.
Did, I mean, was that what was really happening, or did we get the different interpretation?
Well, there's absolutely things he could have done to make his cut in the sauna, his actual cut, a lot easier. But no matter how easy it is, it's still hard. I always, you know, I said it when Cody missed weight in my vlog. I get paid to make weight. I would fight for free. That is the real battle. And it's literally your body. You're so dehydrated. Your body is telling you just instinctually that you're dying. You know, and it showed a clip of Anthony giving up and saying, no, it's too late. I already drank the bath water. And there were people commenting like, gross, how can you drink the bath water? But like, you know, when you're so thirsty, like you went out and mowed the lawn and did the thing and you come back in and you're so thirsty, it's like 1,000 times worse than that. Mm-hmm. It's like this dying thirst and it's only going to get worse. You know, so you're already that thirsty and you still have 4 pounds of water to lose. So it's really a mental thing to be able to shut off your instincts of, I mean, it's just your body trying to stay alive, really, you know, and it's a really calculated science for most of us. So yeah, there's no excuse. And I mean, Anthony was my friend, like my homie on the show. Mm-hmm. We stayed up late every night and stuff, but I couldn't even have anything to say to defend him, you know?
Did you get the sense that he was sabotaging himself, or was this just a gross miscalculation on his part?
I mean, he's really young, you know, he's only 21, and I think he just, it's a lot easier to make weight when you're younger. Your body can handle that kind of thing, and I think he just miscalculated and misjudged and overestimated his, you know, what he could do.
That's a great story, Queen of Spades, regarding Ronda Rousey. Did not know that she lost 10-plus. In just over a day, right? It was just over a day?
17 pounds in about 24 hours.
That's amazing. That's got to be a shock to the body, man. That's a shock to the body.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not something everyone could do, that's for sure. As you see on the show, there's two guys that couldn't do it. But
well, you got Tate and Rousey going at it December 2nd. Next week, though, Rikosi and Pennington going to go at it in the semis.
Yeah, yep. And those two, you've seen both of them fight. They're both boxers, so... Mm-hmm. That's going to be an exciting one.
Alrighty. Good stuff. Shayna, be safe out there in California.
What's on the show next week?
Next week, I don't know what they're going to show as far as the house. They didn't show my fun birthday trick. If you guys hop on my Twitter, I posted they have some behind-the-scenes videos and stuff where I put together a fun surprise for Justin Duke's birthday, and I posted the video of it. So, you know, take a look at that if you want on my Twitter.
What is your Twitter account for those that maybe don't know?
It is at QOS Baszler. You can follow that and then go back in my timeline. I put a couple of behind the scenes videos up of that stuff. And then, follow my blog at www.themmacorner.com.
Don't be driving out there while you're doing that either there, Shayna.
I'm not. I'm not the driver, so okay. I'm not on my phone driving.
All right. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. By the way, we'll have to do this next Wednesday since next week is Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
So
we'll
be in touch.
We'll figure it out.
We'll be in touch with you next week.
Thanks. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Shayna.
See you, Shayna.
There she goes. Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler. Again, the Ultimate Fighter Show every Wednesday night at 9. And that was an amazing story about Ronda Rousey.